week from our study through the book of Acts, I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Exodus chapter number 28. Exodus chapter 28, we're going to look at about four verses together. And then I'm going to ask you to close your Bible and to look right this way. Exodus chapter number 28, look at verse number 31. Exodus 28, verse number 31, the Bible says this: "And thou shalt make the robe of the ephod olive blue. There shall be an hole in the top of it, in the midst thereof. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the hole of a habergeon, that it be not rent. And beneath, upon the hem of it, thou shalt make pomegranates of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, upon the hem of the robe round about. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not." Close your Bibles, and if you'll look at me for just a little while, I'm going to give you a little explanation about what's occurring here, and I want you to understand something. And most normally, you may not study about the high priest and his garments and things like that, but today we're going to. You say, "That sounds boring." I promise you, it's not going to be boring. What you're about to hear, it's going to lighten some things for you, and I think it's going to be of a challenge to you. At a certain time, the high priest would go into the tabernacle. When he went into the tabernacle, he was to go there to make an offering. He would go in, he would make that offering, and there was a place for him to cleanse himself. There was a laver there, and he would wash himself. Now, the tabernacle, I'm going to guess it would have been about the size, about half of this room or so. There was a great big area that would have been what we'd call the courtyard or the outer part of the tabernacle. And then there was a little part of the tabernacle that was called the holy place, or the Holy of Holies. Now, that was the place where the priest actually made his sacrifice to God. Now, only the high priest could go into this place called the Holy of Holies. Now, when God dressed the high priest or gave him his garments, he said, "You're going to wear a robe, and what we're going to do is we're going to sew on the bottom of that robe, we're going to sew a pomegranate." It had been just about like maybe a plastic piece of fruit. He said, "We're going to sew a pomegranate and then a bell. And then another pomegranate, and then another bell." Almost like what maybe we would use, ladies, you put some lace around the bottom of one of your dresses, and it was to doctor it up. The Bible says it was a golden bell. I know you can't see that well, but it would have been a golden bell. And he said, "We're going to have a pomegranate and then a bell. A pomegranate and then a bell." And so what we wanted was God wanted to be able to hear. Brother Matt, is that thing on? Now is it on? Great. Okay. So, around the bottom, there was a pomegranate and then a bell. Now, let me explain. When God would send the high priest in to make the sacrifice, the high priest would go past what was called the veil. The veil would have been like a very thick curtain. The veil separated this place called the Holy of Holies, where the actual sacrifice or the blood was applied. The veil separated the Holy of Holies from the outer tabernacle. Now remember, nobody could go into the Holy of Holies except for the high priest. And when he went in there, he would take the blood of the sacrifice, and he would put that blood on the mercy seat, and that was so he could make the sacrifice to God. And that blood was a picture of the blood that would be shed someday by Jesus Christ. John 1:29, John the Baptist said of Jesus, "Behold, God which taketh away the sins of the world." All the blood that was shed from all the sacrifices before Calvary look forward to the one supreme sacrifice of our holy, sinless Jesus, who was the Lamb of God. And it was a picture of that blood that would be shed. Now, when the priest went in there, if he was not right with God, and he went into the holy place, the Holy of Holies, he would die. The laver that was on the outside was like a basin where he would wash himself, but that washing was a picture of him washing his body, but he was all ready to have previously washed himself and got himself right with God, so when he went into the Holy of Holies, where the presence of God was, that he would not die. Now, you say, what are the bells for? Now, the bells were for this. God put the bell around the priest's garment so that when he went past the veil, if he were doing right, and if he was right with God, you could hear the bell ringing. And that meant he was okay. That meant he was still alive. If the bell stopped ringing, he was probably dead, because he was not right with God when he went into the Holy of Holies. Now, history tells us this. One of the things that they would do, because nobody could go into the Holy of Holies except for the priest, and one of the things they would do is they would tie a rope to the ankle of the priest. And when the priest would go beyond that veil into the Holy of Holies, if he would die, if they would stop hearing the bell, they'd say, he's dead. But nobody could go in and get him. You couldn't go into that place. And so they would then grab the rope that had been tied to his ankle, and they would drag him out. You see, there was a pomegranate and a bell. A pomegranate and a bell. That bell ringing meant success. That meant he's still alive. That meant the sacrifice is being made. That meant that something good was happening beyond that bell, that veil. And so they always listened for the bell to ring. Some of you have probably worked at a place where they have telemarketers, and maybe you, the other day I heard when a telemarketer called me, I heard in the background that all of a sudden a bell started ringing. It sounded a little bit like this. That bell ringing meant that somebody inside that organization, inside the salesman's room, had just made a sale. Have any of you ever heard of someone doing that? It's a motivational tool. They'll ring a bell. Someone's on the phone and they're trying to make a sale. They sell something and they go over and they ring that bell. And the ringing of that bell meant somebody has succeeded. Somebody has sold something. I was at a car dealership the other day. And it's located out on Indianapolis Boulevard in Highland. And they're kind of a high-pitched, high-pressure kind of a sales place. My wife and I, we were talking to someone. We'd considered buying a van. And while we were talking, all of a sudden you heard a bell. Now, it didn't sound like this one, but you heard a bell ring. And I seen every salesman in the place turn to look at that bell ringing. And that meant somebody sold another car or another van or another truck. And the bell was a picture of the success. The bell meant somebody had succeeded. Somebody had done well. Now, I believe this. I believe that when the Old Testament high priest, when you heard the bell ringing, that meant victory. And when the telemarketer sold something, the bell meant victory. And when the car salesman sold something, that bell ringing meant victory. And I say to you, the Sweetheart Couples class, it's time for us to ring the bell. We need to ring the bell. We need to ring the bell for Jesus. Next week, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary. We're shooting for 400 people, and I need everybody in this room to decide you're personally going to ring the bell. You need to ring the bell. It's a bell of success. You need to ring that bell for Jesus. Well, you say, Brother Owens, how could I ring the bell? You could ring the bell by being faithful. The Bible says in Proverbs 20, verse number 6, a faithful man who can find. The Bible's telling us you can at least be faithful. I need everybody to be in their places next week and ring the bell of faithfulness. Hey, you all need to learn to be faithful to God. You need to be faithful in your giving, and you need to be faithful in your church attendance, and you need to be faithful in all that you do for God. And what are you going to do? You're going to ring the bell for Jesus. Ring that bell for God. Hey, are you successful at being faithful? And if you're not successful at being faithful, it's time for you to ring the bell. Ring that bell for Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, verse number 20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. What's it talking about? You ring the bell, and God is going to bless you. You're going to abound. You know something? God will bless you if you'll just be faithful. He says, I don't have a lot of talent, Brother Owens. I don't have a lot of money, but I'll tell you what you could be. You could ring the bell by being faithful. You may not get everything done in life that you want, but I'll tell you something. You can be faithful. You guys ought to be faithful to work and ring the bell down at work. Hey, you, everybody that works on a bus route, be faithful to your bus route. Ring the bell on your bus route. Be faithful Sunday morning and be faithful Sunday night. Be faithful Wednesday night to church and ring that bell. The question was asked to Brother Hiles once, if there was any characteristic that you could have in a man, and it's the only characteristic you could have, what would that characteristic be? And Brother Hiles said, I would want a man to be faithful, because if a person will be faithful, you can teach them to do everything else that they need to learn to do. We ought to ring the bell in being faithful. Are you ringing that bell? Some of you, it's time for you to ring the bell. You need to be faithful. You need to be in your place. You need to ring the bell for Jesus. There's another area that you could ring the bell. You could ring the bell in soul winning. You could be successful in telling others about Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you won someone to Jesus? Yeah, but all of us, it's so comfortable in here until you start talking about things like this. Well, let me say, it's our responsibility as Christians to tell others about Jesus Christ, and you need to ring the bell for Jesus and tell someone about him. Hey, are you depressed? You say, well, I'm kind of down and out and things aren't going well. Can I tell you something that'll encourage you? Ring the bell and go get somebody saved. There's nothing that encourages a person more than finding one that's on their way to hell and telling them how to go to heaven and leading them to Jesus Christ. That'll put a smile on your face. Hey, that'll pick up your step. That'll make you more excited about the things of God. Hey, when's the last time you rang the bell and wanted anybody to Jesus Christ? You say, I'm not sure I know how. We spent 16 straight weeks in here talking about how to win someone to Christ. Have you rang the bell since you were taught? Hey, you fellas, you ever let your life go soul winning? You ever let your life go ring the bell? You be careful that she gets a chance to tell others about Jesus Christ. You be careful that you get that chance. I'm glad my wife had somebody saved last week. I'm glad my wife had somebody down the aisle. I'm glad my wife had somebody baptized last week. I'm glad of that. I'm glad that in the last couple of months I've had virtually right at 40 people saved and about 23 of them got baptized. I'm glad of that. I'm excited about that. You know what? I want to ring the bell. There's some of you in here, you know how to ring the bell, but you're not doing it. You're not ringing the bell for Jesus. You know how to get people saved. You know how to be faithful. You need to ring that bell. Soul winning is not so much taught as it is caught. Is there anybody hanging around you that's catching on to the care for the souls of men? Hey, would anybody look at you and say, you know what? I've been hanging around her. I've been hanging around them. And they're concerned about the souls of men. I'm catching on. I'm learning how to care about other people. Now listen to me, folks. We need to ring the bell in our soul winning. We need to ring the bell in our faithfulness. And then we need to ring the bell by getting some folks baptized. I believe that all of us ought to strive to get other people baptized. Once you get them saved, you ought to try to get them down the aisle and let them follow the Lord in believer's baptism. I think you ought to ring the bell. Are you willing to ring the bell for Jesus? Are you willing to get excited about the things of God? I'm excited about the things of God. And I'm going to stay excited about the things of God. You say, well, Brother Owens, you know, we've gone through program after program after program, and it's just become old hat to me. Did you know something? You can decide not to let it become old hat to you, and you can say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get involved. And it's not too late. We have next week, the last week of the program, and you could ring the bell for Jesus. You could ring the bell by being faithful, and you could ring the bell by seeing someone saved, and ring the bell by bringing them to church. Ring the bell by getting them baptized. Hey, I think you need to ring the bell by bringing visitors. Everybody in this room, if you work at it, you could bring somebody with you this week. You know something? I was told that you got to start a new couples class about every 7 years because the ones in the last couples class, they begin to die out. They think they've paid their dues. They don't think that they have to be involved anymore. They don't have to be excited anymore. Is that you? Is that you? You feel like, I've already done my part. Here I am. I've paid my dues. I'm just going to come in here and plunker down and sit down and relax and soak up the air conditioning or the heat or the refreshments or whatever it is. I'm telling you, everybody in here ought to set a goal to ring that bell for Jesus. Ring the bell by bringing visitors. Ring the bell by getting people saved. Ring that bell by inviting folks to church and influencing their life for Jesus Christ. You know something? I like to hear a preacher that when he preaches, he rings the bell. Boy, I like that. I like it when a preacher's excited about that which he's talking. I love that. And you do too. You know something? What would be wrong with the lay people ringing the bell too? Well, you wouldn't want a preacher that was dead and dry and half asleep all the time. Well, what would be wrong with you ringing the bell too? I had the privilege the other night. I was sitting in a service, and I was there to hear somebody preach. And to be very honest with you, I'm going to guess there were 70 other preachers there. 70 other men that have been called to preach. And I was sitting on the front row. They started the service. They had the special. They had the music. They had everything that they needed. And I'll tell you what happened. They were right down to time to preach, but the man that was supposed to preach wasn't there. And I thought, well, I wonder what's up here. And so, about the time it was time for the preacher, they were having the prayer, I felt a touch on my elbow. It was the moderator, the one in charge. And he said, my preacher's not here. Will you preach? He said, what'd you do, Brother Owens? I was ready. I was excited. I said, no problem. I stood up there, and by the time they got done with the prayer, he said, and this evening, Brother Owens is going to preach for us. I cut loose for 45 minutes, and you know what? Somebody told me, yeah, you rang the bell. I'm glad that I want to ring the bell. I'm glad that I'm excited about the things of God. Hey, I got to preach in College Chapel this week, and I preached a message called America Needs Preachers. When I gave the invitation, 31 young men from Iles Anderson College came forward and surrendered their lives to preach the gospel. I like being around people that want to ring the bell. And I want the Sweetheart Couples class to continue to ring that bell. Let's ring it again, folks. Oh, yes, we had a first anniversary and a second and a third and a fourth, and every time we rang that bell. Well, it's time for the tenth, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to ring the bell again. We're going to let everybody hear about it. We're still excited. We're still charged up. We're still committed. We are, aren't we? Y'all okay out there? Well, wake up a little bit. You know what they told me? They said, you get a couples class, nobody will ever say amen because they're scared of each other. That's not true in here. You loosen up a little bit. I'm here to tell you, we're going to get excited about this thing and we're going to get it done. I need you this week to get out there and invite people and ring that bell. Ring that bell. Plan on ringing the bell for Jesus. Ring it and getting somebody saved and ring it and bringing visitors. Next week, I just want the bell to ring all over First Baptist Church and all over the place. The Sweetheart Couples class has broken another record, had another phenomenal day. You say, Brother Owens, how long do you think we can keep this up? We can keep it up till Jesus comes. That's how long we can keep it up. Let's keep on ringing the bell. Let's not become dead. Let's not become dry. Let's not give up. Hey, if you are one of those that come in and you say, I paid my dues, then all I'm going to do, why don't you just decide to go ahead and get fired up and get your bell greased up and start ringing the bell again? We need everybody involved. Hey, there's some of you, you're brand new. You say, Brother Owens, I don't know. I don't even know how to ring the bell. It's not hard. All you do is just like that. It's not hard to do. All you got to do is ring the bell. Hey, bring somebody with you. I promise you, that rings God's bell when you bring visitors to church. He loves that. Somebody's hearing the preaching of the gospel. Hey, you ought to ring the bell. Ring the bell at getting people here. Ring the bell at getting people saved. We have all sorts of people out there that ought to be here today, and they're not. Well, we need to get to those that have wandered away. We need to get those that used to come and don't come anymore. We need to get your visitors from across the street and in your apartment building and in your trailer court. We ought to ring the bell next week for Jesus. You be here. We're going to ring the bell. You're going to hear it ringing next week. We're going to ring the bell for Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus loves to hear the bell rung. He loves to hear that bell rung. Are you a bell ringer? Do you ring the bell for Jesus Christ? Jesus loves to hear the bell ring. In Luke chapter 15, verse number 10, it says this, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. You know what some people say? Hey, they throw a party when somebody gets saved. When somebody's influenced for God, up in heaven they throw a party. And people say, boy, the angels throw a great big old party up in heaven. But let me say, that's not really what that verse teaches. The Bible says there is joy in the presence of the angels. Do you know who's in the presence of the angels? The person that's in the presence of the angels is Jesus Christ. And every time somebody gets saved, Jesus says, ring those bells, boys. Woo! Somebody got saved. Somebody was influenced for right. And somebody did right. Some of you visitors, you're looking at me and say, this guy is nuts. I got news for you. I'm no more nuts than the rock and rollers that throw up all over the place and gyrate around. I'm no more crazy than the people in the Hollyweird. I'm no crazier than any of them. I'm just excited about the right thing. Hey, some of you used to ring the bell for the devil. It's time to ring the bell for Jesus. Some of you guys, you used to drink and get high and you used to throw a fit for the devil. It's time for you to turn yourself around and do something big for God. There's some of you guys, you've been in the church now a few months. It's time for you to get fired up and charged up and cranked up and stirred up and do something for God. Don't you just sit there and watch every week. You say, well, I've not been here long enough. Everybody that's here today has been here long enough to influence somebody for Jesus Christ. Some of you gals that you and your husband, you used to be out there in the world. Hey, you did enough damage for the devil. How about ringing the bell for Jesus? How about getting fired up and charged up for Jesus Christ? Jesus loves to hear that bell ring. You see, we sing the song. We sang it earlier. Ring the bells of heaven. There is joy today for a soul returning from the wild. You know something? We have the privilege of influencing people. And I promise you something. I promise you something. You bring people, and I'll do my dead level best to teach them how to strengthen their families and to rear their children and how to straighten up the messes in their life. Folks, today, I wish you could have been with us the last 4 or 5 weeks. We've taught on the family, and we've taught practical things. I've got note after note after note from people saying that, boy, that helped me, and I needed that. We're going to continue to build families. We're going to continue to influence people. We're going to help them. And that's what it's all about. But you got to want to ring that bell. We got to ring the bell. We got to ring the bell for Jesus. You know, our high priest rang the bell. He rang the bell. The Old Testament high priest was a forerunner, someone that went before to talk to us or to teach us about the real high priest, the ultimate high priest. You know who the ultimate high priest was? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the ultimate high priest. And you know the old devil said, I'm going to get him. I'm going to take out the high priest. And as you all know, Jesus was crucified. And when Jesus was crucified, I think the devil said, boy, we've got him. Boy, we've got him. He's down. And I want you to picture it now. You see, when Jesus Christ died and shed his blood, he was to then take that blood to the Holy of Holies up in heaven. And he was to take his precious blood and place it on the heavenly mercy seat. Just like the Old Testament high priest, when he would give that sacrifice, would go beyond the veil, and he would put the blood of that lamb on the mercy seat. Now, Jesus Christ, he was the real Lamb of God. He was to take his blood to the real mercy seat, up in the real tabernacle, up in the real Holy of Holies in heaven. But the devil killed him. He died. Jesus was dead. And the devil said, Donnie, we've got him. We've got Jesus. He's dead. You know, I think when he died, I think the devil said, it's over. And you know what the devil kept doing? He kept listening. He said, guys, listen for the bell. Because the high priest wore a garment that had a bell and a pomegranate and a bell and a pomegranate. And all the imps of hell had a hold of the other end of the rope. And the devil said, we got him, boys. Pull the rope. Pull the rope. He's dead. The high priest is dead. The devil said, we win. And all of a sudden, the morning of the third day, they got ready to pull on that rope. You know what they heard? He's alive! He's not dead! And he took the blood, his own blood, the blood of the Lamb of God, and he put it on the mercy seat, and our high priest rang the bell for you. And you can thank God that he just didn't die and stay down. He was resurrected. Why was he resurrected? Because he was our high priest to take his blood to the heavenly mercy seat. I'll tell you what, Jesus rang that bell. He rang it for you. You say, why should I serve him? You owe it to him. You owe him everything. Everybody in here ought to ring the bells for Jesus. Everybody in here ought to get fired up for Jesus and decide, I'm going to ring the bell. Let me ask you something, though. Wonder if you were the high priest. Wonder if you are the one that went beyond the veil to give the sacrifice. Am I going to hear the bell ring? They've got a hold of the rope that's tied to your ankle. Do you hear it? You're in the Holy of Holies. Are you going to ring the bell? Or do we drag you out dead? I hope you want to ring the bell for Jesus. All of us need to get fired up and charged up about the things of God. He rang the bell for us. You know what I want to do? I want to ring the bell for Jesus. And we all should. And we all could. Let's pull together, folks. Let's make next Sunday the biggest, most exciting, the most phenomenal Sunday we've ever had in the Sweetheart Couples class. I'm going to promise you something. You are more an encouragement to Brother Hiles than what you ever know. He loves the excitement of this Sunday school class. Let's show him more excitement than he's ever seen before. Next Sunday morning, 9:30, we're all going to meet right back here. Let's pray. Father, bless us now. Help us all to ring the bell for your sake. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, don't go away, man. Just go away. You know what? My watch says it is 10:28. Amen. I rang the bell on our time today. Now, you'll be on time next week. If you have guests with you today, make sure they get to the back table. If they qualify for our Sunday school class.